I News Centre at 6. GCSE and A-level exams in England are going to be replaced by school-based assessments this summer. Education Secretary Gavin Williamson's made the announcement to MPs.
I can confirm that GCSEs, A-levels and AS-level exams will not go ahead this summer. This year we're going to put our trust in teachers rather than algorithms.
He says the details are still being fine-tuned, but a form of teacher-assessed grades will be used instead. Last year, there was chaos when thousands of students had their marks downgraded by a computer model. A record number of people are now being treated in UK hospitals for coronavirus, with more than 30,000 on wards for the first time. More than 1,000 daily deaths have also been reported for the first time since last April. The locations of 7 mass vaccination centres have been revealed. Downing Street says hubs in London, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Bristol, Surrey and Hertfordshire are due to open next week. Ireland's government has announced its ban on UK travel will be lifted this weekend. From Saturday, passengers will be allowed to enter from the UK as long as they've tested negative for coronavirus within 72 hours of travelling. If they don't, there'll be consequences, as Transport Minister Eamon Ryan explains.
Failure to do so will be subject to a mandatory requirement, will be subject to either a fine, €2,500, or up to 6 months imprisonment. It's a penal provision to make sure we get compliance. It's provisionally set in place to the 31st of January.
Supermarkets are urging customers to shop as normal after new coronavirus lockdowns came into force. Asda says it currently has strong product availability. And the English Football League has announced new measures in the fight against coronavirus. They'll introduce 2 tests per week for players and staff at all 72 clubs from Monday. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take 3, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the fan. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart. And we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I must get out to the end.
But no promise to get out to the end. Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Web. And I have a very special show today, but before I say that, my co-host in the studio is with me as of every week.
He's still here.
Yep, you're still here after a whole year.
Hello.
Yes, this is my 1 year anniversary of being at Phoenix, not just doing World Wide Web.
Well, I think the anniversary is next week.
This is the 52nd week. So,
yeah.
I did start on the 15th of January.
You did?
Which is, what's next week's date? 6 plus 7.
Yeah, how's that homeschooling going?
it's the 13th. I said that first.
I should hope so.
13th. So next Friday will actually be, I've done my show for a year.
Entire year.
Yes. So technically next week's closest. But at the top of every running order I have of what songs I'm going to play, I always have what show it is. And today is show 52.
Number 52.
Yes. Which is, if you search up how many weeks there are in a year, there's 52 weeks.
People probably shouldn't need to search up how many weeks there are in a year.
Yes. But in case you didn't know, there are 52 weeks in a year. So this week we're going to do a special one of, it's kind of like a new year special. But last week we talked about a whole lot of little stories, where this week we're going to talk about the first couple of lines of things that have happened this year. Because this whole year, 2020, I've been doing my show. Every single minute of it.
And there have been other stories other than the main one all
year. Yes. Some of them you might remember me talking about. Some of them I didn't talk about.
Some of them were even quite big at the time. And then kind of COVID sort of took over.
Well, starting with our first one. This seems like ages ago this happened. But the UK leaves the EU.
Well, technically only happened this week. But
no, but this was
yes.
first. So at 11 p.m. on the 31st of January 2020, the UK left the EU. The EU is a group of countries that trade together and follow the same rules. The UK is the first country to leave the EU. So it's an important moment in European and British history. So that does feel like ages ago.
Well, it has been going on for years. So.
Yes, but listening to that story, that feels like ages ago. That all happened, like saying Brexit, you think, whoa, that seems
it's
like
it's kind of been
months.
Overshadowed, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels like years ago, when really it was only at the start of 2020.
Yeah.
Basically, this time last year.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So the day came more than 3.5 years after the British public voted for Brexit. On the 23rd of June 2016, the public voted, known as the referendum, was held. Around 52% of those voted wanted to leave the EU, whereas 48% wanted the UK to remain as part of the EU.
Yep.
Which.
And it took another year for us actually to get the agreement in place and to say, right, that's it, we're out.
Actually leave.
And part of that was because of COVID, and you know there was deferrals and couldn't come to an agreement. But we're there now. We're out.
Yes.
We move on.
That was the first one. I'm not going quickly on these, but they're basically all kind of main stories. Yeah. And I want to make sure I talk about everything, so every month. So that was in January. What's happened in February?
Well, the big news in February, and it was the big news at the time, was that, and I do remember this as well, storms Kira and Dennis, back-to-back storms, battered the UK with horrendous winds and rain and God as well, and floods and all sorts of terrible, terrible things. And at the time, people were like, oh my God, what's going on? All these storms. Now, storm would be quite nice respite from the rest of the news.
Yeah.
Winds up to 90 miles an hour, all sorts of flights and ferry flights. Remember them?
Yeah.
Remember when we could go away?
Countries.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff, all disrupted and cancelled. And I think even some sporting events were called off. Some of the even Premier League matches, I think, were cancelled because of the danger that some of the stadiums wouldn't maybe stand up to it. Obviously, some of the bigger, more modern stadium were okay.
The ball would just be flown into a goal, not by someone kicking it,
or
by
out of the
wind.
Ground completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All sorts of terrible, terrible things happening weather-wise in February last year.
Yeah. Last year, yeah. It sounds weird saying last year.
Yeah.
And now in March, although this was when lockdown first began, the only thing about Corona in here is at the very end in December. I wonder if you can guess what it might be. It was quite big, and it's something good, but in March, what also happened was Harry and Meghan ended their royal duties. That also feels that ages ago.
Was that long ago?
Yeah, that was in March.
Wow.
At that time, I think I just forgot what day it was. And that was just on the news. And I was like, okay, I don't really know what month or day it is. But okay. So, in March, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, made their final public appearance as working members of the royal family. Their last appearance was on the 9th of March, at a service in London's Westminster Abbey for Commonwealth Day. This is a celebration of the Commonwealth of Nations, a group of 54 countries that includes the UK and countries that were once part of the British Empire. Prince Harry is the Queen's grandson, if you didn't know that.
Yes, thank you.
But that was in March. It sounds really, really weird. That was in March. It feels like that was so long ago. But that was our first 3 months of 2020 and things that happened in there. I'm surprised of some of the things that happened in there. Like, I remember Storm Dennis and Kira, but I just don't remember when they were. I remember looking through the magazines and talking about them on air. But even the other last week when I was looking through all the magazines to find some of the funny stories, like the little stories for last week's show, just looking at when some of the main stories were, I was like, whoa, that was in March, that was in February, that was in January.
Things like the storms, we had, by our standards, we had pretty bad storms around here, but they're not as bad as other parts of the country.
Yeah.
Further up north, and even I think it's places like Somerset get really, really bad floods because it's so flat. So it's easy for us to forget.
Yeah. But our first song this week, kind of talking about storms, having storms as one of our first stories talking about this week, is Rain On Me by Lady Gaga.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainbow. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me, water like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. I don't be drunk, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me, rain, rain. I don't be drunk, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain,
rain your galaxy, I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami,
heads up to the sky.
I'll be your galaxy,
I'm about to fly.
Rain.
Do that on purpose when you were talking about the storms.
Don't give away your secrets.
No, but sometimes you do mean to do it, and I like saying when I've done it or if I've accidentally done it. It's just a coincidence.
Well, we used to do it every week, didn't we? Then it became
difficult. Really hard, because there are some stories you'd be like, how am I meant to make a song link with that?
Yeah.
But where are we now? So we've come to April.
April, yes.
Another month.
April, where the main story, I mean, well, the main story wasn't this, but obviously this was a big story at the time, which was the Hubble Space Telescope turning 30 years old.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. It was launched on the 24th of April 1990 and has been used ever since, over the last 30 years, capturing pictures of distant galaxies, planets and stars, and magnifying them up thousands and thousands and thousands of times so that the scientists can explore and can assess and evaluate and do all sorts of different stuff.
Whatever those people do.
Yeah, investigation about these distant galaxies, planets and stars, which, you know, I mean, if you look at photos of what the Hubble telescope can actually show these scientists, it's something out of Star Wars. It's incredible. Incredible stuff.
It looks like something out of Star Wars. It's not out of Star Wars, I don't
think. Well, no, maybe not, but it's... yeah, it's stunning stuff.
Yes.
That was April.
Now in May. This also doesn't feel like May. I remember this. So Europe marks its 75th year since VE Day. And usually on VE Day in past years, quite a few years ago, we weren't even living at our house in this cul-de-sac at this point. But people had like big parties in our cul-de-sac, like with lots of food. But obviously this year we were in lockdown at this point, and quite a strict-ish lockdown, because we were still allowed to go outside. But we all just sat on our driveways, basically shouting across at everyone, like having our scones and just kind of celebrating it.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't really do anything else. But on the 8th of May, countries across Europe marked the 75th anniversary of the victory of in Europe, VE Day. On the 8th of May 1945 was the date when the Second World War came to an end in Europe after Nazi Germany surrendered. The Second World War was a global conflict fought between the Allied powers and the Axis powers. The main Allied powers were France, the UK, the US and the Soviet Union. The main Axis powers were the Nazi Germany and Japan. It just reminds me of like how fast this year or last year actually went. Like even when it was like the day before New Year. It was like
That'll be New Year's Eve then, yeah?
Oh yeah, no, like the day before New Year's Eve.
Ah.
Like the 30th. On my the show,
New Year's Eve
show, yeah. I thought it just doesn't feel like tomorrow is the last day of 2020. It was like I felt like March was 2 days ago, it's already December.
It's been bizarre for me because obviously I haven't been, well, not obviously for the listeners, but obviously for you, I've not been into my office in London since the very early start of March.
End of
so.
February even.
Well, no, 4th of March, I think, was the last time I was in my office, maybe the 5th. And it's weird. The year is just gone, you know, and yet I've not been there. So, you know, very, very soon it will be a whole year when I've just not travelled into London at all.
No.
But I've been working and everything carries on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, time time is very strange this year.
And I even remember you saying when you first had to work from home how you didn't like it, because there were some times when you could just go talk to someone.
Yeah, it's still the
and
same
then you,
now.
No, but you said you couldn't because you had to phone them, and sometimes they wouldn't pick up the phone, or you had to email them.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't see their email. It's not as easy as just going to talk to them saying, oh, can you do this for me?
Yeah, and those challenges still exist today, both in my role and I'm sure in office roles across the whole country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Difficult.
What's our next one? What happened in June?
So we transition from May into June with a story that spanned both months and actually is still very evident today and will be for a long, long time, I think. But in June, there were protests not only across the US but across the world following the death of George Floyd, who was the black man that was that basically died at the hands of police officers in Minneapolis. And, you know, it's an atrocious story and shocking events. But I think the legacy is one that, you know, has continued now. Footballers now take the knee before Premier League matches to just help to highlight the issue of racism and hopefully, you know, start to raise more awareness and, you know, the slogan Black Lives Matter. And I stress the slogan Black Lives Matter rather than the organisation, because they are two very different things. But that has continued apace and, you know, raised awareness and mistreatment of black people full stop is something that's quite rightly been highlighted.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that so whilst George Floyd died in May, 25th of May, the protests started in June and to an extent have continued.
Yes. And now it's time for our next double song. And then after that, we'll come back with another two of what happened in July, August and September. But our next two songs, our first one is Golden by Harry Styles. And our second one is Black and White by Niall Horan.
Golden. it because I'm so open.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
That first night we were standing at your door, fumbling for your keys, and I kissed you. Ask me if I wanna come inside, cause we didn't wanna end the night. Then you took my hand and I followed you. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on the starlit night, and all your gorgeous colors. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. See you standing in your dress, swearing for sitting here in your living room, telling stories while we share a drink or two. And there's a vision I've been holding in my mind. We're 65 in US. When did I first know? I always knew. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night, in all your gorgeous colors. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. See you standing in your dress, swearing for me for all our friends. There'll never be another. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. I want the world to witness when we finally say I do. It's the way. Still clear on a starlit night, there'll never be another. I promise that I love you. I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night. That I love you for the rest of my life.
Now it's time for July, August, and September. They still feel really long ago, though. Like, even just talking about these, it makes me feel, oh yeah, that was quite a long time ago. But I've got two I could talk about here. I can't talk about both of them because I've got all of them. But I think I'm going to talk. No, because
it's your show. Talk about what you like.
No, but I can't go over time. We've got to stick to time 6 till 7. But remote cameras snap rare gorillas. This happened in July. I don't think I talked about this. I might have.
It's not one I remember.
But I do talk about animals a lot,
a lot
on my show.
Yes.
But yes, so on the 8th of July, photos of the world's rarest gorilla were shared with the world. The Cross River gorillas were spotted in mountains in Nigeria. There are around 300 Cross River gorillas left in the wild. They live in a mountainous area in the southeastern Nigeria, and their neighbouring Cameroon sightings of animals are rare because they live deep in the forest and are extremely shy. I don't think I talked about them, but it's still a thing that I'm pretty sure quite a lot, because gorillas are on the news and on the TV quite a lot because they're quite endangered animals.
Mm.
And I definitely remember talking about something about rare gorillas. So it might have been that. It might have been something different. But it's something that happened in July, one of the quite main stories that happened in July. Now, what happened in August of 2020?
Well, in August of 2020, the breaking news story was that new T-Rex species had been found on a beach. I mean, not alive, obviously. Oh. That would be an even bigger yeah. breaking news. I mean, COVID, what? Let's talk about dinosaurs.
Just dinosaurs.
Wandering along a beach yeah. in the Isle of Wight, of all places. Yeah, four fossilised bones, which are thought to be from the back, the neck and the tail of the dinosaur, were found by separate visitors oh. to Shanklin Beach on the Isle of Wight.
That's where I went.
You've been there. I've Why did you not there. Find these?
Sorry.
Well, it's outrageous.
Sorry.
A chap called Paul Farrell found the bones. Do you know what he was doing?
No. Building a sandcastle.
Nearly.
Building a
No, he wasn't
trench.
Building anything. He was just walking along the beach, kicking stones. And he kicked one and he thought, that doesn't look like a stone. That looks a bit different.
And what was it?
And it was a bone. It was a dinosaur Ooh. Bone. So they took it back to the Isle of Wight's Dinosaur Isle Museum.
I've been there as
Sandown.
Well.
Sandown.
Been there as well. Yep.
And, yeah, experts examined it and thought and have analysed it and assessed that it came from a pteropod, of Ooh. Which the T-Rex is the most well-known variety.
Ooh.
So there you go. Dinosaurs in August.
Yep. And in September, I didn't know this, but apparently it was in the week, Junior, because otherwise they wouldn't have talked about it, or they wouldn't have put it in this big, very bulky magazine. Well, it's a double issue, so that might be why. But Barbados was a plan for a president to replace the Queen.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember talking about this. Do you remember this?
Not specifically Barbados, but I think, was it Jamaica left the Commonwealth through the year? So they basically said, no, the Queen is not going to be governing us anymore. We are having no part of it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I think it was Jamaica.
You're asking me questions that I don't know the answer to.
I'd have to check.
Okay, so in September, Barbados announced it would remove Queen Elizabeth II as its head of state. The head of state is the country's official leader. In monarchies, as this is a king or queen, and in republics, it is usually a president. The UK Barbados, there's a lot of B's in there, and D's, Barbados, are constitutional monarchies, which means the queen is the head of state, but elected politicians run the country and make its laws. So they're thinking of replacing a president with a queen. So not here. They're not thinking, right, we'll just send someone, a president from Barbados, and replace the queen in their country. Not in the UK.
No.
No, but...
So in actual fact, I've just had a quick look and...
Googled it.
The story that I was thinking of was Barbados.
Oh.
But the suggestion at the time was that Jamaica might be next.
Oh.
Mm.
Mm. Yes, but obviously, as I just said, it's not that they're bringing a president over here to replace the queen here. It's basically what you were saying with the Commonwealth Games, the story that you made up. Or not not made up.
I don't make up stories.
No, but like, you were saying, I think it's Jamaica, and it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. But, apologies.
Yes.
Not yet, anyway.
No, but they could.
They could
be the next. But that was July, August and September. After this, is it a double song? No, it's one song. And I can never have a show. If I have a show without this, it's because my dad has told me you can't play this. You can't play it. You played it last week.
You play it again. You play it every month.
But.
Every week.
Every month. But. Seeing as it's my yearly show, I have to play it. And then after this song, we'll have our last final months of 2020. Our final stories of 2020. And that will have been the wrap up of my, basically, the stories that I've talked about throughout my time being here at Phoenix. But the song, which I'm guessing you probably know if you've been, if you're a recent, if you're a
regular,
that's it, not recent, regular listener.
And recent.
And recent, yes, because I've played it quite often, is this. I couldn't play that, especially if it is my year anniversary.
It's quite appropriate, really.
Yes.
Song you've played over and over and over.
Sorry, I like it. Where?
Where?
But What happened in October?
Well, in October, the UK observed Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And obviously, you know, with everything else that's been going on through the year, with regard to Black Lives Matter and, you know, just general kind of racism awareness, it's a little bit more highlighted this year than I think it probably has been in previous years. But no less important. Obviously, it's very, very, very important. But I think in the UK, it's been going, Black History Month has been a thing. It's been acknowledged since 1987. So it's nothing new, but I think the events of the year mean that it's probably been noticed a little bit more. And I was going to say, I don't mean taken more seriously, that's the wrong thing to say, but I think, you know, just being given a little bit more airtime, quite rightly so as well. And it will continue to go ahead, you know, and be an annual event, as it has been not only in the UK but across the world, most notably in the US as well, which is a very important place for it to be acknowledged.
Yes. And talking about the US, we all know that this happened because it was quite a big thing. And even though it didn't happen in our country, quite a lot of people still checked up on like the percentages and who was doing better. And if you haven't gathered what I'm talking about yet, it's the US elections when Joe Biden won the 2020 US elections.
We were reporting live on air.
Yes.
Really?
I even had my phone out on the desk, and every so often I kept refreshing it to see if it changed.
Yeah.
The only thing that changed, though, was Trump went up one.
Yeah, it didn't go up much, did he?
No, it literally went up.
I don't think
he
went up much at all after that.
He didn't. That was the only time it went up. I literally refreshed it. It went up one. Every time I then refreshed it, Joe Biden would go up a couple, like 30 or something like that. President Trump, nothing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't go up anything.
I think Trump himself is still trying to refresh to get more votes.
Yeah, how are you going to do that? He's now won.
Well, yeah, he's still contesting, isn't he?
Yeah. So, on the 7th of November, it was announced that Joe Biden had won the 2020 US elections. Biden, who is a Democratic Party candidate, beat Trump from the Republican Party. Kamala Harris will be Biden's vice president, who is the second in command to the president. Harris is the first woman and the first Black and South Asian American person to hold the position. The election was held on the 3rd of November, but the result took 4 days to count. There were 50 states in the US, and each one had a number of electoral college votes. I'm now talking as if I'm in physics, electrical and volts. No. Votes.
Yes.
Which is based on the size of the state's population. Whoever wins the most votes in the state usually gets all the state's electoral votes. To become president, a candidate must win at least 270 electoral college votes. Biden won 306. That's a lot more than 270. Yep. But yes, so he did win that.
Yeah, and I think it's next week. Is it next week or maybe even the end of this week? He's due to be sworn in properly. Which is why
exactly
Donald
remember.
Trump is
oh,
still
oh, I can
of
tell you.
Kicking and fussing.
The 20th of January.
20th, is it? Yeah.
Yep, so that's next week.
Week after
the week
next.
After that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And obviously this week, Donald Trump has been caught making a phone call to somebody in Georgia saying, you need to find me 10,000 more votes.
Yeah.
Oh, just like that. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just get you 10,000 more people to vote for you.
Yeah. Give
it's
up.
It's not that easy. Yeah, exactly. Just that you've lost.
Accept it.
Yeah. He's not someone who can accept it.
Child.
But yes, Joe Biden did win, and on the 20th of January 2021, so this year, I haven't actually in my workbooks written 2020 yet.
Very good.
Which is a very good thing, because I usually make that mistake. But where are we now? What happened in December? Our very last story of 2020.
Well, only like the biggest story of the whole year.
Yes.
when Margaret Keenan became the most famous 90-year-old, not only in the country, but possibly on the planet, by being the first person in the world who's not part of a clinical trial, I should add that, to be given the COVID-19 vaccine. And obviously there's been a lot more since, and there's been developments this week with another rollout of a different vaccine. But yeah, it was kind of hoped that it was going to be the first of many, and it will be the first of many, but obviously it was hoped that this was going to be the good news story and it was going to banish COVID. Now, obviously, things have taken a little bit of a turn for the worse, which is why we're all back into lockdown.
Yes.
Lockdown 27 or whatever it is. I've lost count of how many lockdowns we've had. But, you know, it was huge news, and it was the vaccine. I think the recent one is the Oxford AstraZeneca one, and the first one that Margaret Keenan had was the BioNTech and Pfizer collaboration. But she received the jab at 6:31 a.m. at University Hospital in Coventry. Oh, I know.
Like, that's the time I have to wake up in the morning. Oh. And do I still wake up then? No. And stay in bed for an extra hour.
At least.
An hour and a half.
Yeah. So, yes, so that was Margaret Keenan was the first lady to receive the vaccine. And many, many, many millions more will follow in the vulnerable category and the care homes and key workers.
Yes.
Now that we've got the second vaccine as well.
Yes. But that was all the stories that we talked about or happened in the year 2020 and the year that I have been doing it. I was going to do one this show, but we haven't had a magazine about any new things that have happened in 2020. It's all past ones about 2021.
Yeah.
We've only got old ones which are about 2020. But
it's good. It's quite nice to look back at the stories and go, do you know what? Not too much about COVID. Other things happened, and the COVID one at the end was a good news story.
Yes. And now our next two songs.
I can't live without you. I know I did you wrong. I know I did you wrong, and it's my fault. I'm sorry. I can see my whole world changing because of you.
Sitting
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm waiting up, saving all my precious time, losing light. I'm missing my same old us before we learned our truth too late. Resigned to fade, fading away. So tell me, can you turn around? I need someone to tear me down. Oh, tell me, can you turn around? But either way, hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up, my love, my love, my love. Tell me more, tell me something I don't know. Did we come close to having it all? If you're gonna waste my time, let's waste it right and hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wait. Is it true? My faith is shaken, but I still believe. This is you, this is me, this is all we need. So won't you stay and hold me while you wait? I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up, my love, my love, my love, my
was Sorry by Joel Corey and Hold Me While You Wait by Lewis Capaldi. That's all from me this week, but I'll be back next week with more from the week, Junior. Thank you so much for listening in to me while I've been doing World Wide Web for a whole year now, but I will be back next week. And remember, new week, new news here on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
I won't wear makeup on Thursday. I'm sick of covering up. I'm tired of feeling so broken. I'm tired of falling in love. Sometimes I'm shy and I'm anxious. Sometimes I'm down on my knees. Sometimes I try to embrace all my insecurities. So I won't wear makeup on Thursday, 'cause who I am is enough. And there are many things that I could change so slightly, but why would I succumb to something so unlike me? I was always taught to just be myself. Don't change for anyone. I wanna laugh, I wanna cry. Don't want these tears inside my eyes, yeah. Don't wanna wake up and feel insecure. I wanna sing, I wanna dance, I wanna feel love inside my hands again. I
just wanna feel beautiful. Sweatpants on Thursday, and I'll drink slow gin from a can. I'll build my own independence. I don't always need a man. You know sometimes I feel lonely, could do with the company. Oh, I get high when I'm down, but you know that's alright with me. So I will do nothing on Thursday. Enough.